What's up, everyone? Thanks for listening to another great episode. Sorry for the little hiatus. We have suffered several key points of this, but yes, we do still have episodes on the way. They're still being planned. Through solidarity, I am also halting the blog portion of the site, so there will be some writing ones as soon as the writing strike is done. But I also forgotten that not only this channel is meant for also filming, but also gaming. So yes, there was a lot of gaming news that came a lot, and to be honest, there is a lot of popular games that came out. One in particular, I like to drop a shout for the new Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which I have yet to get a copy of. But with many gameplays have been reviewed, as well as a lot of footage have been used, this is a successful sequel to, I think, the first one that came out on Switch. The name escapes me, but it's another Legend of Zelda. Also, voice announced by Matt Mercer being of Ganon. Wow. that actually kind of blew my mind, having a returning villain voiced by a fantastic person, which, you know, it's always happened, but for a man who has like a D&D structure, it is profoundly awesome to even have him. Also having him in other various gaming that is like Dungeons and Dragons related, that would be amazingly awesome. So it was like huge in my book. Of course, the games that I've been playing, Fall Guys have gone to its new season, and it is an 80s vibe season, to be honest. There is some gameplay that I've done with it, and I for one am continuing to play it until like I get up to the certain level that I get to stop, like the last time. I'm still grinding a little bit. I'm still working on a few things, gameplay in and out of it, but also doing a lot of things differently. Yes, you can also, in a weird way, find me doing some Kick streams, which I'm trying to plot out soon. I test out as various roles of, you know, gameplay and all that, even showing some old episodes of Mario, which I've yet to be like flagged or whatever. But even so, I'm not treading closely to the red zone. I'm just testing the waters for that one. But even so, I will be probably doing some different things for that site, as well as many things. So hopefully, when there's another game episode from here, from the review, comes up, I'll let you guys know. I'm currently still setting it all up, putting what was similar to my Twitch gameplay and whatever and whatnot over to Kick. So I'm kind of doing both ways. Also, speaking of Twitch, yes, I have been doing as much as I can with my Xbox, which we are slowly working on. I've been doing some Fall Guy gameplay for that one in particular, so that's like totally different. Speaking about the other game that I've been playing, which is Fortnite, there are some not too much concerns, but there was like a lot of things that I gotta keep mentioning. Of course, we are towards the end of the season, and man, the Star Wars collab was phenomenal. Having the Across the Spider-Verse that we just have this game going on before the weekend starts, which is at the release of this episode, happens on the weekend, as well as the finally we get Miles Morales again with our Peter Parker, our Gwen Stacy. it is a variety of many things that's happening with this one. So also having Miguel O'Hara, which is our Spider-Man 2099, coming out, which is already amazing. So yeah, however, the concern I have is with these rings. previously, Fortnite had their arena gameplay and all that, which is basically all the players who are aiming to be like big guys like Ninja and Loserfruit and etc. I see it being that part of the gameplay, because that's definitely aimed for professional as well as, you know, gamers alike. But I'm a casual gamer. I just do the quest lines and just get, you know, done with everything else. I'm also a Fortnite crew member who gets the annual, like, monthly skin or monthly stuff that come out with its own battle pass that's attached with it, which I'm still, you know, loving it. As well as, hey, there is, like, new, like, stuff happening. I've been a crew member ever since the beginning, so I pretty much have some old school, hard to find, rarity outfits from that one. But with the ranks gave me like this whole like I honestly can't keep up with it. There is like challenges for it that I can do, because those are challenges that are easily to tame. But when it comes down to obtaining them, like eliminate opponents with a pistol or assault rifle or an AR, just get it across with that, it is kind of easy, but at the same time it's like it's hard, because you're also trying to look for the item to do battle with, and if you don't got the right item, it's pretty much like easy picking. And speak about easy picking, there's players on that part where it literally gets on my nerves. You've probably seen it in a gameplay or two, but it gets on my nerves that, like, hey, I'm trying to achieve this, like, thing, and you're chasing me down. I mean, granted, Fortnite is competitive. It is, without a doubt, serving a likeness on gamers who are competitive, who want to get this as a goal to, hey, let me do my thing and help you guys out by giving you some tips, tricks, and whatever and whatnot. But even so, with the gameplay that's been changing with Fortnite, and don't get me wrong, we are also having that UEFN stuff, which is like Unreal Engine in Fortnite. Granted, I do have a new game console, which is basically my Series S, not X, not the square refrigerated one. I got the boombox looking one. But even so, that helps me with preparing for the latest games that are coming out, as well as the many things that goes with it. Speak about games, and sadly I haven't done it yet, but even so I might do it as a YouTube post maybe. Yes, I just said it. I'm also on YouTube under Lone Tex X Review, where you get to see some of my mini shorts, as well as my many other gameplay, as well as a few shorts that I've done as a filmmaker. You get to see those over there, because some of them are like from TikTok that I've done, as well as some gameplay that I did with my Switch, thanks to Post Party. So those clips are going through a lot of rendering, but also at the same time, it's like it's phenomenal, it's fun, it's great. I love working with the whole process, and it helps me a whole lot. So yeah, also, there will be some changes along the way, but I like to put this out there because there will be a few things that will be changing. One of which is there will be still, again, some halts on the posting. Got many things that are ahead of me right now. We are also providing some sort of other services, because quite frankly now is the opportune time for me to get things going. One of which is in the month of June, this is not game related, I wish it was, but no, this is film related. So that's going to be a different matter to speak of, but even so, what I'm going to be discussing is, yes, we'll be releasing something, and we'll be putting out some, you know, ideas what exactly it was, and maybe have a discussion before the actual final release of it. So that's still in the works for the upcoming few weeks, but we are determined to release it anytime soon. So yeah, that is among many things with gaming. Games that I was talking about previously, I've totally forgot that it was like literally like maybe the 30th, 40th anniversary of Pac-Man. Pac-Man was a classic arcade machine that spawned many and many of all the games that goes along with it. Yes, I'm also talking about Pac-Man World, which was kind of fun. The authentic version of it being like something totally different, Ms. Pac-Man, as well as the Namco Classics, which is next to Pac-Man, there's Dig Dug and Rally Racers and etc. On those, if you play those old Namco games, which is maybe also Konami and all that. But even so, eventually I'll do a gameplay with that with the anniversary already had passed. So yeah, many things are in their fruition, as well as many things are happening. So yes, I would try my best to keep an eye on the latest news on certain things, one of which is Mortal Kombat 1. Yes, we are returning back to the old classic, but even so, this is a new classic that we are anticipating on going through, as well as the many other games that goes along with it. But rest assured, I will try to keep up with all the updates with that as much as I can, with best that I can, with everything that's going on, even through you know, my family, my personal life, to be honest. So yeah, do bear with me on that one. I do graciously appreciate you guys keeping an ear out on these episodes that are popping up. I saw like a few of them being, you know, wonderfully listened to, as well as many things that I've gone through. So yeah, until the next time, which is probably sometime soon, we're almost done with Legend of Vox Machina, among other things. But even so, there will be things that I would like to tell and discuss, as well as many other things that are being told and mentioned. So until the next episode, you graciously thank you for listening, as well as doing many things, as well as be safe out there, be good, and until the next time, I'll see you later. Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode. Man, what a whirlwind of things happening. One, you can visit my Anchor page at anchor.fm/edcast20, where you can listen to my podcast in seven different podcasts, Spotify being one, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, where you can listen to not only the latest episodes, but some previous episodes as well. I also have, and believe it or not, a blog page now, edwardsreview2.wordpress.com. That is Edwards Review, all in one word, with the number 2, dot WordPress, WordPress.com, where you can read my blog postings, as well as the latest episodes that I've been posting on there. Both these sites are amazing, and I do thank for not only the sponsors that helped me out put this together, but also thank you guys for reading and watching this stuff, or kind of listening to this stuff. I haven't done any video yet. So yeah, for once again, for anchor.fm at Podcast20 is my anchor page, as well as edwardsreview2.wordpress.com for the blog posting. Thanks for visiting. See ya.